Welcome, First Baptist family and friends, to our Wednesday night prayer service for July 28th. Participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Leroy Bagley, Sr.
Good afternoon to my brothers and sisters in Christ. It is a pleasure once again to be able to come before you just to thank you for being present with us this afternoon. We thank you, Lord God, for the life that you have granted to each one of us to live and the joy that you have given each one of us to go through this warfare of life. We thank you, Lord God, because you've been such a just God. You brought us out of the darkness unto your marvelous light. And we just want to say thank you. Even when we were not feeling our best, you made a way out of no way that we would be able to get up off of our sick beds and be able to come and bless your name one more time. So we thank you, Master, for all that you have done. We ask you that you will look in on all of our members who are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved. We ask you, Master, that you will keep them in the palm of thy own hand. Let them know that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, but that you might be able to keep us as a palm in a palm hand. We ask you, Master, that life and life abundance will always be ours based on what you allow us to have coming from you. Thank you for our pastor as you continue to watch over him, bless him, and keep him, and that he might continue to lead this our people at First Baptist Church. We ask you, Lord God, that as you do this for us, that you would allow us to continue to call upon your holy and your righteous name and forever give your mind and your heart and your life to praise for all that you have done and all that you intended to do. It's in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Amen.
We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Pearl Smith.
Good evening, First Baptist family. I will be reading Psalm 23 in its entirety. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Daryl Harris.
Good afternoon, First Baptist family, friends, and all of everybody. I just want to say a prayer, special prayer for my pastor, his family, my First Baptist family, my First Baptist Senior Center family. And this prayer is about love. The prayer, I just want to say a prayer. I'm going to pray to God about love. Because right now in this world, we need love in this world because there's so many bad things happening, violence and killing and everything. And when God says love, love doesn't hurt anything. So let us pray. Our Father God, I just want to thank you, first of all, for this day. And also, God, just thank you to put love in everybody's heart in this world, God, because that way we can get along with each other a lot better just by having love in our heart. Because when we love things, God, we're not going to hurt anything. You say love is gentle, love is kind, love doesn't brag or boast, love is just love. So if we just have a lot more love in this world, a lot of this violence, because when you violence, that means there's no love. So all this violence is going on in the world. I just want to pray for the violence, Lord, that it actually stop and no one else from the sound of my voice right now will ever die. I mean, get killed again, I meant to say. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
You will now have 2 minutes to go to the Lord in prayer. We will now be blessed with a prayer by Deacon Charles Fleet.
Good evening, church family, friends, and neighbors. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Father, my Father, I come this evening just giving you praise, thanking you, Lord, for your blessings from the start of this day till right now. Thanking you for blessing each and every one on this prayer line, their families, praying, Lord, that you will be with us and guide us and bless us in these very, very troubling times. But, oh, Lord, we know that if we put our trust in you, we will make it through these very troubling times. I pray, O Lord, for my church family, each and every one. Pray for the sick and the shut-in. Thanking you, Lord, for your blessings upon the whole First Baptist family. Being with us and guide us. Praying, O Lord, for the official board of the church, and especially Reverend Tucker. Being with him and strengthen him and guide him in the way that you would have him to go. I just say thank you for your blessing us all and keeping us all. And as we enter a brand new month, oh Lord, thank you for bringing us this far. I give you all praise and all honor, and I say thank you. And I pray for you, and you pray for me, church. Amen. And amen, and amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Carol Tucker, a member of the First Baptist Church Senior Ushers Ministry.
My battle to fight. I have know if I put it in your head, everything will be alright. Let go and let God. Let go, let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go.
Good morning, family, or afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are. I would like to just give an inspiration message about trials, because we all go through them. And my message is, as unexpected trials surface along our walks of life, we bow to being vulnerable, accepting each new strife. These things that happen suddenly were not in what we planned. We can't just override them. We need a helping hand. To get us through the tough times, we humbly seek out aid. It seems our life is spinning and nothing round us stays. Somehow in time, we're through them with lessons learned and gleaned. The trials and tribulations are part of where we've been and add to who this person is and who he's grown to be. The trials set before us make up the you and me. So as you go through your trials, remember that even though our life may seem like it's spinning out of control, there's always someone there to help us get along the road. Thank you.
We will now have 20 seconds to show our appreciation for tonight's speaker. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds to show our appreciation.
Wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good job.
Good job. Thank you. Very
patient love, kind love, sweet love, kind love, sweet love. can go on.
Now I can go on, but you love me.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a mystery to me now, Matthew, Jesus.
The nights that I cried,
you love me.
Yeah, when I should have died.
When I should have died, you love me.
Lord, I'll never know why.
I'll never know why you love me.
But I'm grateful, Jesus.
It's a mystery to me now, Matthew, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, you gave me a song.
You gave me a song and you love me.
I'll never forget you, Jesus.
Now I can go on because you love me.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery to me. Now I'm glad to Jesus.
I'll love you, Jesus. And now I know.
What it really means.
Your love is everlasting.
What it really means.
Thank you, Jesus.
What it really means.
Your love endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus. No one can love me like you do, Jesus.
Remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
God bless you. Certainly we thank God one more time for the opportunity for us to gather as the First Baptist Church family and friends in prayer and worship unto the Lord. We certainly want to say thanks to those persons who participated in the service today. We appreciate the inspirational a message given to us by Sister Carol Tucker, and we are grateful for the work that the production and technology teams have done to make sure that we have this experience and this service. We thank God for all of those persons who thought it not robbery to join us tonight in prayer and praise. On last week, we had over 90 persons attending this week of this time of prayer, and certainly we thank God for everybody who is here tonight to join your voices in this spirit of prayer and worship unto God. Let me encourage you to join the Housing, Wealth, and Wellness Forum that's taking place on Saturday, July 31st. It's being done virtually. We trust that you would look at our communications from the pastor, as well as the flyer that's in that letter, and the information that perhaps would be on our website as well. And be there for this forum on July 31st. That's this coming Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This is an important webinar for those persons who are interested in wealth and financial management. It will help you so much in taking care of your business. If you have any questions or need some assistance with that, please contact the Reverend Peggy Miller, who can give you some idea as to what to expect in that experience. We certainly want to encourage you to be at our virtual worship experience on Sunday, August 1st. We'll have our Holy Communion service during that time, and we encourage you to prepare for the service by bringing your and preparing your communion elements so you can participate in the full worship experience during that time. We certainly want you to be there as we shall worship God and listen to his word. We also want you to be mindful of those persons who are on our sick and shut-in list. We certainly know that they appreciate your prayers and your expressions of interest and concern. Please pray for Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry and also Deaconess Deborah Bridgman and Sister Julie Brown, who needs your prayers and concern. Include Brother Reggie Mays, who is also in the hospital following a car accident. Pray for him. And add to your prayer list Deacon Robert Machete. He was admitted to the Washington Venice Hospital in White Oak Medical Center campus in Silver Springs. We trust that you're going to pray diligently for those individuals. We're going to ask now that the lines would be open for 20 seconds for your prayer request. We encourage you to join us now in prayer. Will you give
happy birthday, Juan?
Thank you, Lord, for
God, our Father, we come before you just now asking your blessings upon those individuals who have thought it not robbery to reach out unto you and to call out the names of individuals who need prayer, the situations and the concerns that's on their hearts. They have laid them before you that you might be able to handle their cares. We know you're able, God, and so we just ask that you would hear and bless as only you can do. There are those who are sick, those who are in trouble, those who have a certain trial, some of who are confused, and those who have anxiety, depression, and all kinds of personal difficulties, Lord. They come to you now, and we ask your blessings upon each one of them. Oh, God, we pray that you would bless with health and wholeness and that you would provide the kind of inspiration that we need to keep on going and help us to keep moving forward and doing what it is that you desire us to do. We pray, O God, for all the hope that we need. Those of us who are in a sense of of trial and hurt and pain, God, we know that we can't make it unless you abide with us. We thank you, God, for what you have already done. We thank you for how you have made ways out of no ways. We thank you, O God, how you brought us through seen and unseen dangers. You have delivered us in days gone by. You have given us strength to overcome the trials, and you have given us the capacity to go through difficult waters. And we want to say thank you, God, for all that you have done. Now, God, as we face life's struggles, as we face those trials and tribulations, as we look at those moments when our hearts are indeed depression, and when we fail to understand the circumstances and the struggles that we face day by day, oh God, we pray that you would abide with us, and you would provide, oh God, everything that we need. Now, God, we come with special cries up for you and to you for those persons who are on this line right now, oh God, that you would draw real close to them, that they would sense your Spirit's power, they would feel your presence and your nearness. May they never, oh God, feel alone or without you. Oh God, bless them right now, if it be your holy and divine will. You know what we stand in need of, oh God. You know our struggles, our hurts, and our pains. And so, God, right now we just turn them over to you and say, oh God, we bless you. We exalt you. We praise your holy and divine name. You've been real good to us. You've been real good to us, in spite of our shortfalls, in spite of our failures. And then, oh God, we want to say thank you for the joys that you bring in our hearts and in our lives. We thank you for all that you have provided for us. Keep us now and sustain us. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. And our soul says, amen, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy name.